We continue our learning. We're Nazir, Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud. After we learn in Mishnah Zion that a Nazir who completed his Nazirus, he shaves his head after the shechting of the Shlomim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or after the shechting of the Chatas, according to Rabbi Elazar. But, b'di'evet, if he shaved his head, as long as any one of the Karmanos were shechted, that's also acceptable, b'di'evet. So we learn that, obviously, if he shaved his head before any of the Karmanos were shechted, so that's a problem. So our Mishnah is going to deal with that particular case. A Nazir who's Megaleach before any of the Karbanos are shechted should be the same as a Nazir who's Megaleach during the days of his Nazirus. Because if none of the Karbanos were shechted, so now it's like shaving in the middle of cutting your hand in the middle of Nazirus. And what does that do? That it forfeits 30 days. So the Mishnah is going to discuss a case where I have a Nazir who is Megaleach on one of the Karbanos. Oh, very nice. He waited till one of the Karbanos was brought, but the evidence fine. But we find out now that that Karban is Pasul. So that Karban is Pasul. It's as if he now shaved before any of the Karbanos were brought. Shaving before any of the Karbanos were brought is like shaving during the days of Nazirus. And doing that forfeits 30 days. So how do we deal with that? Gilach al hazevach. So what happened? You have a Nazir. After for Tiglach HaSatara, he shaved his head. After one of the Karbanos were brought, the Shlomim or the Olo, the Chatas, makes no difference. But the Evid, either way, it's one Karban, it's fine. But in the end, Venimsa Pasul, and we found out that Karban was disqualified. Let's say the blood spilled out or it became Tamei. So Tiglach to Psula, Uzvachav lo Alulo. So it's as if he now shaved within his Nazirus. He forfeits 30 days, has to count an extra 30 days. And even the other Karbanos that maybe he brought after his Tiglachas, not realizing there was something wrong here, are also Pasul. And it's as if he brought them before Zmanah, before their time. He would have to bring all of those again. So then the Mishnah says, Gilach alachatos shelo lishma v'acharach hevi karbonosav lishman tiglach to psula uzvachav lo alulo. Here you have a case where Nazir shaved his head on a chatos, but the chatos was shed. So he brought a carbon chatos. So, and he shaved his head afterwards. The problem was the animal was shechted shelo l'shem chatos. And chatos is one of those carbonos where if it's done shelo l'shma, it's completely disqualified. So here, if he shaved after the chatos that was brought shelo l'shma, and then what happens? He brought the other karbanos. He brought the ola and the shlomim, and he brought them the shma. Since the chatos was shechted shelo l'shma, so his tiglachas is no good, tiglach to psula, and uzvachav lola olulo, even it's like he brought his ola and his shlomim before their time, because right now he has someone who is bringing basically, since the chatas was no good, since his chatas is pasul, so nothing is good. It's like now he shaved his head in the middle of the days of Nazirus, and therefore he's going to be so sure 30 days. What about the following? And that ola and that shlomim are not good for him, don't work. Gilach ala ola o ala shlomim shalolishman. What about the following? He shaved his head after bringing the Karban Ola or bringing the Shlomim, and he brought those Shaloshma. Now, the halacha is that an Ola and a Shlomim that were shechted Shaloshma are kosher. They don't count. They don't count as a Karban Chova. So here, it's hard to see what we're going to do. On the one hand, the animal is that Karban is not Pusel, but it counts as a Karban Nedover, so to speak. It does. You have to bring the Karban again. So would I say that this is like shaving in the middle of the days of the Nazirus and Yesoser 30 days? So that's the case here. Gilach ala ola, ola shlom shlom shman. And then what did he do? Vacharkach. Heavy karbanos of lishman, and then after he did that, he brought the other karbanos lishma. Let's say the chatos, he brought lishma after he did the shlomim shelo lishma, or after he did the ola shelo lishma, he brought the chatos and the shlomim. So either way, he did the other karbanos properly, but the first karban he didn't do properly. He did shelo l'shma, but it's also not pasul, that animal, but it's like a nedava, and he has to bring the other way. He has to bring those karbonos again. So says the Mishnah, tiglachto pisula, his tiglachas is disqualified, is invalid, uzvachav lo alulo. And the karbonos don't count for his naziros because these are an olas nedava or a shalmei nedava. So this tiglachas is pasul, and therefore it's the same thing. He's soser 30 days. It's like he did his tiglachas during the days of Nazirus. No different than the cases of the Reisha. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Oso hazevach lo alolo, aval sha'ar zvachim alolo. Says Rabbi Shimon, he believes that tiglachas is kosher. And a Nazir who's migaleach on an olas nedava or on a shalmei nedava is yotze. The only thing is that that particular animal, the ola or the shlomim that were shech shelo l'shma, are not going to count regarding his nazirus, and he'd have to bring another korban, another olas nazir or a shalmei nazir. Aval shar zvachim, but the other animals that were shech l'shma olulo, they count. He doesn't bring those again, and after all, his tiglachas was kosher, and he doesn't forfeit any days. That's Rabbi Shimon's opinion. We don't paskin like him, but that's Rabbi Shimon. Vim gilach al shlosh ton. Let's say you have the following. He only shaved his head. He brought all. He wants to be very. He's very. Very frum. He brought all three karbanos the way he should have, and only shechted and only cut his hair after all three. Vidin so achad mehem kosher. But and in the end, one of them out of the three was kosher. The other two are pasul. But he only shaved after he brought all three, and one out of three was good. Tiglachto k'shera. Everyone agrees his tiglachas is kosher. V'yavi sha'or hazvachim. And bring the karbanos that became disqualified. Bring all the ones in their place. But in the end, this is like what we learned Mishnah Zayin. Im gilach al echad mishlosh ton yotza. If you shaved on one of the karbanos and they were good, so you yotza. And since he brought all three, and one out of three was kosher, his tiglachas is okay, and the other two that are pasul. It doesn't forfeit any days. He just has to replace them. Perek Vav, Mishnah Yud Aleph. In Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, we learn that if a Nazir became Tameh after counting his Naziris, let's say he was a Nazir for 100 days, and became Tameh on day 101, before, though, he did his Tiglachas Atara, before his Karbanos, we had a Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Eliezer. Tanakama held that he's Soser 30 days. And Rabbi Eliezer says he's only soser 7 days. What does it mean? He's not soser really anything. He doesn't forfeit any of the days. He waits 7 days to be mitar himself from the tuma, and then he brings his karbanos and does it to glachas. So our Mishnah is going to deal with a nazir became tameh after one of his karbanos were sacrificed. So that is the case here. This is not previous Mishnah was where you shaved too early. Here is where he became tameh mace. Too early. Now, how early? Well, maybe one of the karbanos was already brought. How do we deal with that? Misha nizrak olav echad min hadamim. Have a nazir. Finishes naziris betara. And the blood was sprinkled from one of the three karbanos he has to bring, and it's sprinkled on the mizbeach already. Vinitma. And then he became tamei mace before he could shave his head and before he could bring the other karbanos. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Soser Es Hakol. He forfeits everything. Now, what does that mean? Remember, Rabbi Eliezer never said that you forfeit 30 days. Never said, he said that it's 7 days. So that's what's going on here. He says this forfeits the older karbanos, which means that even the karban that he brought before he became tameh, where that had its blood sprinkled, doesn't count. And therefore, he needs to go through the Tara Paraduma process from Tumah space for the 7 days, become Tor from that. And he has to bring all three karbanos again for Tiglachas Atara, even the one that had its blood sprinkled before he became Tameh Meis. V'achachamim omim, no, yavi sha'ar karbanosav v'yitar. V'achachamim say, in this case, we allow him to bring the other karbanos after become Tahor. Wait the 7 days, become Tahor from your Tumah, and bring what you haven't brought. The carbon, though, that you brought already, meaning that had its blood sprinkled, that counts. So the Chachamim, we don't have to worry about the Chachamim's strict opinion from the third parak. Oh, you're going to forfeit your days. It's day 101. You didn't do it to Glachas. Because at the end of the day here, you brought one carbon. You sprinkled the blood. And according to the Chachamim, that's sufficient. According to the Chachamim, you don't forfeit that carbon. And if you don't forfeit days, we don't have to be strict about that. And not only that, of course, you have to come Torah, but you don't lose out on that carbon. What's the basis of this machlokes? So the Bryce in the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer is consistent with the following halacha. He holds that a nazir does not become permitted to drink wine until he finishes the entire process. So when he becomes Tameh, after Tameh Meis, after they sprinkle the blood of one of the carbonos, so then it's as if he became Tameh before he brought any of the carbonos. He has to go through the whole process to begin to drink wine. And the carbon that he brought before he became Tameh Meis is as if he brought it within his days of Nazirus. You can't bring carbonos of Tiglachas Atara in the middle of your count. The Chachamim, however, hold, since the blood was already sprinkled, once that happens, you don't have to go through the whole process for a nazir to drink wine. Once you sprinkle the blood of one carbon, that's okay. You can begin drinking wine and become Tameh Meis, which is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, remember, in Mishnah Tess, where he allowed you to do that. Then Rabbi Shimon had said, I quote, Kaven Shenizrak Olav Echad Min Adamim Hutar HaNazir Lishtos Bayayin Utameh Lemesim. So the Chachamim of our Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon's opinion, and that's why that carbon is fine. So and therefore, the Tumah doesn't forfeit any days at all, even though that's the Chachamim has a strict opinion regarding the 101 days. We don't have to worry about that. And not only that, this carbon that he had the blood sprinkled for is fine. The other carbonos, obviously, you have to, if you sacrifice them, though, that already after you became Tameh, so of course you have to bring those in place. Amulo, the Chachamim said to Rabbi Eliezer to prove their point based on a Maaseh. Maaseh v'Miriam ha-Tarmodis, Miriam from the city of Tarmod, she was a Nazira. She nizrak alea echam and adamim. She was a Nazira and finished those Naziras. They sprinkled the blood of one of the carbonos, whether chata, shlamim, or ola, doesn't matter. Uvova amulo, and before she could finish, she could shave her head and bring the other two carbonos. They told her, albita shahaisa misukenes, that her daughter, they told her, your daughter is very, very sick and is about to pass away. Vaholcha umatsa'ata shemes, and went and saw that she actually passed away and became tameh meis. Vamru chachamim, tavi shaar carbonos avititar. All she has to bring are the other carbonos. And that's sufficient. The carbon she brought before she became Tameh Meis was effective and therefore was not disqualified. And that's the Chachamim supporting their halacha from this story.